Enter a state of meditation. Allow yourself to rest simply in the holy now. These times of meditations are how your soul develops, so they become precious times for you. Your soul opens its eyes, and you are standing in front of a beautiful temple made of white marble with gold ornaments. It rises up to the sky, and you are standing before the open doors that lead into this sacred place. You enter. It is not as bright as it is outside, but as you walk down the length of this temple, you can see light coming in because on each side there are three magnificent stained glass windows. You look at one, and there is Mikael, as you saw him before, the sun as his heart. And facing across the other side is a stained glass window of blues and greens showing Gabriel holding the moon in his hand. You continue down the temple to the next pair of windows, and there standing before the tree of life is Kamael holding the sword of fire. And on the other side, in a window of dawn colours, shows Archangel Raphael holding you in his cupped hands. You come to the last pair of stained glass windows, and on one side, there is Zadkiel holding you by the hand, leading you across the silver bridge over the river of light. And in the window facing it, Haniel of the Elohim helps you turn the garden of your heart into a little paradise of roses. Now standing before you is a dark curtain. But it is not black. It is like the feathers of a raven bird. Threads of deep blues and deep purples weave this curtain that separates the rest of the temple from the most holy place. You pull the curtain to one side and step within. You step into eternity. No up, no down, no forward, no back. No yesterday or tomorrow. You are in the all, which is everything and yet is no thing. This is the day of rest. This is the seventh of the Elohim, who is called Zafkiel, which means the watcher of God, the contemplation of God. This is the essence. This is the silence, the place of rest between breathing in and breathing out. This is the silence from which words come and to which they return. This is the silence from which thoughts like waves on the sea rise up and fall back. This is the all-creative potential between every single moment, every cycle, every season of your life. And as you come to know and experience this place, you will cherish it more and more, because here, what is truly new and unique can come into being and be manifested by you. This is the place of completion, where there are no longer any needs, because here there is everything. And this is the place of your God Self, the place that the seven archangels stand before and shine like flames of gold and silver, of red and yellow, of purple, of green, and now the mysterious indigo of the all and everything. A hand touches you on the shoulder, and you turn and you see that mysterious curtain has now shown itself to be Archangel Zafkiel, robed in the indigo of twilight, wings like a raven, an iridescent darkness, and in his heart a silver chalice. Zafkiel can teach you how to enter this place of all creative potential, how to dream the right dreams and then to make them wake in your daily life. Come to this temple of the Elohim whenever you have need. Stepping through the veil into this place to be reminded of your true wholeness and completion. As Zafkiel leads you from the temple, the six stained glass windows become those other archangels. You are with the seven. They are always here for you, whatever your need, for yourself or for another. For this temple of light is the place of your spirit, where you are sister, brother to the archangels. You emerge from the temple of white and gold. You step into the sunlight, knowing that light to be divine. The eyes of your soul close. The darkness behind your eyelids is the same darkness that was in the holy place of the temple. You only ever need to turn within to find the archangels and that great mystery from which they come and which is within you always. You emerge in peace and whole. A new day, a new moment, a new miracle.